Random House Audio and Sounds Publishing present Vegas Confessions, Volume 11.
Criminal Justice. There he was, storming around the room, angry at everyone and everything, and making me extremely angry too. And I had nothing to be angry about except that he was so mad it was fucking catching like the flu in winter. He was mad because he was on vacation to Vegas, and instead of gambling or drinking or partying like he wanted to be doing, he was pacing around the damn hotel room, waiting for the security detail to come up and assist him with his claim. I was first on the scene, but as I told him, I was a rookie and couldn't do anything but call in the report and wait. After trying 3 or 15 times to get him to just sit down and wait patiently for the crew to arrive, I'd given up and was tapping my foot and picking my hangnail, wishing I had chosen a different career. As I said, I was new to my work, having just completed my undergrad in criminal justice at UNLV. Unlike most of the women at UNLV, I hadn't moonlighted as a dealer, stripper, cocktail waitress, whore. I'd actually spent my time keeping my grades up so I could maintain my full-ride scholarship that was based on my amazing cheerleading skills but required top grades. I know, a cheerleader who went into criminal justice and wasn't a stripper making big cash for hanging by my thighs from a dirty and nasty metal pole upside down and naked. Go figure. In fact, my mother was a bit shocked I hadn't gone the strip route, but it just didn't do anything at all for me. Not like what I was doing. Well, anyway.